Seen through the egalitarian lens of a detention cell's one-way transperisteel, the acclaimed Prince Isolder did not look so different from other men. He was a bit taller, perhaps, with square shoulders and straighter teeth, and there was something in his upright bearing, even sitting alone in a cramped durasteel cell, that hinted at his unshakable sense of self, at the quiet dignity that seemed to give him strength even in those most desperate and trying of circumstances. This was a man who had married for love in a culture that laughed at love, a father who had raised a Jedi daughter in a society that scorned Jedi, a prince who had always served his subjects first and his vanity last. He was a man, in short, of the best sort, a man with the wisdom to follow his own heart, and a heart large enough to make the journey worthwhile. And Kaidus would have liked to believe that those were the reasons he found himself so reluctant to kill the man. But he knew better. The reason he was hesitating was because he was not certain that it was the right thing to do. Kaidus opened the cell door, but remained standing outside. Isolder glanced over, his eyes betraying none of the surprise that Kaidus sensed in the Force.
"Jason Solo,"
Isolder said, pointedly not rising.
"I've been wondering why I haven't been interrogated yet. Obviously, you've been saving the fun for yourself."
"It's Kaidus now, Prince Isolder," Kaidus said. "Darth Kaidus. And the reason you haven't been interrogated has nothing to do with fun. We have other means of locating the Jedi base, so I saw no need to impinge on your dignity." Now Isolder did allow his surprise to show in his eyes.
"How very considerate of you. I wouldn't have expected that from child-stealing scum such as yourself."
Kaidus winced at the insult. "We all make mistakes," he said, biting back his anger. "I'm sure you'll come to appreciate that in good time. Now, if you'll please come with me."
"I don't think so,"
Isolder said.
"Whatever you..."
"I wasn't asking." Kaidus used the Force to pull Isolder off his bunk, then drew him stumbling through the door. "Please don't consider my respect a weakness, Prince Isolder. That would be one of those mistakes I just mentioned."
"Of course,"
Isolder answered, recovering his dignity along with his footing.
"It seems I'm entirely at your disposal. May I inquire where you're taking me?"
"To join your crew aboard the Beam Racer," Kaidus said. "I'm afraid you'll have to depart in the middle of a battle, but we've almost broken through. Once you're clear of us, you should be safe enough." Isolder stopped and turned around.
"You're releasing me? Why?"
"Because my only other choice is to kill you, and I'd really rather not." Isolder looked more than skeptical. He looked flat out distrustful.
"So I can lead you to the Jedi base?"
"We already know where the base is," Kaidus said. "We'll be jumping to Shidu Maad as soon as we break free of your daughter's fleet.